అందం తమః ప్రవీహంతి ధియా విద్యాముపాసతే తతో భూయోగీవతి సమో జావు విద్యాయాం రతః. Those who are engaged in the culture of Nisan activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. Worse still are those engaged in the so-called culture of knowledge. So, there are two kinds of education. Material education and spiritual education, Brahma Vidya and Jada Vidya. Jada Vidya means material education. Jada means which cannot move matter. And spiritual education, spirit can move. Our body is combination of spirit and matter. So long the spirit is there, this body is moving. It's like coat pant is moving, so long a man wears it. It appears that the coat is moving, the pant is moving. But actually, the living entity is moving, and the covering, the dress, appears to be moving. Similarly, this body is moving because the spirit soul is moving. This is only just like a vehicle. When motor car is moving, that means the driver is moving. The foolish people will think that the motor car is moving. Motor car does not move. In spite of all mechanical arrangements, it cannot move. That is a wrong way of education. People who are thinking that this material nature is working, moving, and manifesting so many wonderful things, just like in the seaside, we see the waves are moving, but the waves are not moving. The air moving it. But the air is not moving. In this way go back, back, back. What is the ultimate cause? Then you find Krishna is the cause of all this. That is called philosophy. To search out the ultimate cause. So here it is said, annam tama pravishanti ji avidyam upasa. Avidya means those who are captivated by the external movements. They are worshipping avidya, nisai, which will not help him. The modern civilization is engaged. There are big institutions for technology, how a motor car can move, how an aeroplane can move. So many machinery they are manufacturing. But there is no educational institution how the mover, the spirit soul, is moving. That is called avidya, nisa. The actual mover is not being studied, but the external movement is being studied. Big institutions, universities, there are. As I told you the other day, when I lectured in the Massachusetts Technological college, so I inquired that where is that technology to study the mover? Well, there are no such arrangements. They could not answer satisfactorily. So that is avidya. So here, Nisho Upanishad says, andhaṁ tamā pravishanti je avidyāṁ upāti. Those who are engaged only in material advancement of education, the result will be that they will go to the darkest region of existence. Andhaṁ tamā. It is very dangerous position that at the present moment there is no arrangement in any state all over the world about spiritual education. It is pushing the human society to the darkest region of existence. Actually, it is happening so. In your country, your rich country, you have got nice educational system, so many universities, but what class of men you are producing? The students are coming to become hippies. Why? So, leaders should think over it. So, what we are producing? In spite of so many educational institutions. But that is hinted here. That because you are worshipping avidya, that is not knowledge. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung very nicely, Jaravidya Sab Mayara Vaibha. Jaravidya. Jaravidya means this material education. He says, they are expansion of this maya, jaravidya. Jaravidya sa maya ra vaibha, tomar bhajane badha. The more we shall advance in this material education, the more we'll be hampered to understand what is God. And at last, we shall declare God is dead, I am God, you are God, because this nonsense. That is hinted here. Annang tama. Annang means darkness. There are two kinds of darkness. If you remain in ignorance, that is also darkness. And if you remain actually in darkness, where there is no sunlight, there is no electric light, that is also darkness. So, avidyam upāsa. Another, tato bhūya ivate tamā drau vidyāyaṁ rasa. So this material is, they are certainly being pushed in the darkness. But there is another class who are so-called philosophers, mental speculators, religionists, yogis. There is going still more in the darkness because they are defying Krishna. They are posed as a culturing spiritual knowledge, but because they have no information of Krishna or God, their advancement of education is also more dangerous, because they are misleading people. The yoga system, the so-called, not the real yoga system, the so-called yoga system, they are preaching, misleading people, that you meditate and you will understand that you are God. By meditation, one becomes God. You see? So, Krishna never meditated. neither he has any chance of meditation. Because from the very beginning of his appearance, Kamsa was prepared to kill him. Then he was transferred by his father to the house of Nanda Yashoda. There also, when he was sleeping, a baby, 3 months old baby, the Putana demon attacked. So Krishna had no chance to meditate, to become God. He is God from the very beginning. That is God. God is God. And God is God. That is the law of identity. So these are all nonsense that you become still, you become silent, and you become God. How I can become silent? Is there any possibility of becoming silent? No. There is no such possibility. You become desireless. So how I can become desireless? These are all bluffs. We cannot be desireless, we cannot be silent, but our desires, our activities have to be purified. That is real knowledge. That is real knowledge. We shall desire only to serve Krishna. That is purification of it. Not that desireless. That is not possible. How I can be desireless? How I can be silent? That is also not possible. For a second I cannot be silent. So, then our activities should be engaged, adopted in Krishna's service. This is real knowledge. That I, as living entity, I have all these things, activities, desires, loving, propensity, everything is there. But that is being misguided. You do not know where to place all these things. That is avidya. So this is often a teacher said that we should be very careful. We should not be very much advanced. We may be advanced, that doesn't matter. We don't say that you don't advance in material education. You advance. But at the same time, you become Krishna conscious. That is our purpose. We don't say that you don't, do not manufacture motor car or do not manufacture these machines. We don't say. But we say, all right, you have manufactured this machine, employ it in Krishna's service. That is our purpose. We don't say, stop it. We don't say that you don't have any sex life. But we say, yes, you have sex life for Krishna. You produce Krishna consciousness. 100 times you have sex life. But don't create cats and dogs. That is our proposal. So, education required. But if education is wrongly diverted, it is very, very dangerous. That is the purpose of this book. Andham dama pravishanti jiva vidyam pasati tato bhuya ivati tamo jau vidyayam rata. So called education has no rest. Thank you very much.